right now. Anyway, the next speaker is another person I've known for a very long time, though I didn't know her as well as I wanted to. And then she became a member of the Nerdalogs, and she is so positive and sweet and fun, and I'm so lucky that I got to spend so much time on stage with her and got to have her as a friend in my life. Mary Beth Smith!
Claire's the best.
Just felt like I'd start with something we could all agree on. Sometime in middle school, for an extracurricular type class, an elective, gifted and talented class, we had to make a music video, is what it, how it was pitched to us, on an overhead projector. Which, like, if you're listening to this from the future, they were, like, things that we had to, draw on transparencies on, and then through a series of, like, bulbs and mirrors, we projected it onto a wall, pre-computers. I put that in there because eventually no one's gonna know or care what those are. but we had to draw, like, X number of, pictures, that were, like, scenes from, whatever song we wanted to make a music video for, on transparencies with markers. Because we could choose whatever song we wanted, I was arrested by choice. thus, my mom, being the gem that she is, suggested, for some reason or another, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. Also known as Proud to Be an American. As I said, I was arrested by choice, and she had given me this gift of an answer. So I took it. Basically, I drew a map of the U.S. One time, and then I, like, stacked another transparency on top of it to, like, trace it each time I needed to draw the U.S. again. Because, like, that second verse, you know, you got to draw it going from, the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, Detroit, Houston, New York, L.A. You got to draw all of that out on, like, separate maps. And I put one up on the transparency, and then the song would play, and I would change out the transparency for the next line in the song. It was very stupid endeavor. but one of the biggest troublesome parts of it was that, like, how do you draw God blessing the USA? Because, like, even though I was a South Carolinian, I truly was, like, on board with the fact that he was around, I still was like, I don't know if we want to put him in a box, you know? Like, maybe we're still feeling loosey-goosey about what he exists as. But so what I did was, on one of those maps of the USA that I drew, I had some God hands coming in from the corner, like the popular spot for kids to draw the sun, but they were God hands. And from each hand, I just drew the words, blessings. Like, that's true, that's real. I remember it so specifically. And that was like the kicker. That was like the fucking title card, for my music video. And it went fine. I got an A on the project because, like, it was public school, and did you hear what the assignment was? Until I was biking here, the only other one I could remember, my friend Morgan Overcash. She did a bunch of pictures, to represent Will Smith's very popular hit, Miami. I remember she drew, like, Will and a bunch of his, friends, entourage, whatever, in a car, and that was, like, her title card. So, like, whenever it was, like, Bienvenido a Miami, she would put that card up, and she would, like, kind of shake it around, like, the car was shaking, and I was like, damn, I didn't know we could, like, animate these things. At the time, time, I had no idea what I was doing, like, how weird and limiting the patriotism described in that song is. I saw no issues with it. I did also unironically own a t-shirt that was, like, the airbrush silhouette of when the everyone's already laughing and they don't know what it is yet. It was like when the firefighters put the flag at ground zero, and along the bottom it just said, and our flag was still there. And the only thing Tom is laughing because he's from Georgia and he like knows this shit. Like, oh man. Andrew joked earlier that like he lost his southernness and he lost his personality. I relate to that so hard. Cut to, like 6 years ago, I moved across America, but like, hot dog ways, not hamburger ways, I moved with two other Southerners without too much to show for ourselves. None of the three of us knew anyone here. Through a friend of a friend of a coworker of my roommates, I met a guy who knew people who were in Wungermind, which is a thriving improv metropolis here in Chicago. I got cast on my first improv team in Chicago with that organization, with a group of, at the time there were 10 of us. We were from literally all over the country. Like, sure, there's one guy from Illinois, but we had someone from Boston, Buffalo, Cleveland, Florida, Georgia, LA, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. After 3 years, a couple of our members decided to move out of town at the same time as that organization had another, if that was the umpteenth, this was like the umpteenth. Time that happened, we decided to retire and call it quits after 3 years of great shows and friendship, and we realized that we could still be friends and not feel beholden to that organization anymore, and that was cool. But through them and that organization, that's why I'm here. Like, that's how I met these people. That's how I met Joe and Jando. That's how I met Chris and Kevin. That's how I met Claire and Steve. Through meeting all these incredibly wonderful, impassioned people, all of whom, like me, do share some kind of luxury in the lives that we led up to here, to be able to do this, to move to the city, to tell one another stories, to become a part of that Newport for most of us. For the past 2 weekends, feeling, you know, devastated, humiliated, the opposite of proud to be an American, feeling lazy and uninspired and sad, to put it lightly, I got to spend a vast majority of the past 2 weekends with both of those groups of people that I've met here in Chicago that have meant so much to me, that accumulated from all over the country to be here to talk to each other and share jokes and songs and thoughts and fears and food. Last weekend, we sat in a basement and sang until we were hoarse to Weezer songs. Can you imagine how cool it would have been if I had made my music video to a Weezer song? Like, God, I would have been so much cooler in middle school. And we played games. Last night, we tried to make sure everyone knew who, out of the, like, main actors who played the Avengers, which one we would prefer to suck the dick of the most. So, like, it's just, like, really important shit that these people gather in rooms and talk about. I am just, could not be more happy to be proud of this America that we are a part of. I'm so glad to be able to have not just the next 4 years, but the rest of our lives to come together and talk to one another and maybe, just maybe, change people outside of this America, or at least understand them better, because I've been able to do that as a result of having friends here I've been able to, like, have political conversations with my dad where he goes, like, man, I never thought about it like that. And he is 60 years old. But he loves me so much, and he trusts my opinions and my thoughts and the people that I'm around. And the conversations and things that we can create together in a way that he listens. That's another thing that I've talked about with people over this weekend and last weekend is, like, ways that we can take this and make it bigger. I think that's all I've got. And just keep letting those, you know, those blessings shoot out of God's pretty little fingers.
Yeah, as Mary Beth was talking about people she knows from OGM, I realized that in one way or another, the next speaker might be the only person in the room. No, one of two people in the room. Tom will be the other one because he's from my hometown. But the next speaker might be like one of the only people in the room that I don't know because of OGM. Which is silly because it's, it's a garbage organization. It's got really good people and potential, except for one person. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Anyway, I don't care. I'm leaving. I was about to not say that, and I was like, whatever. This will listen to the podcast.
Edit it out and post.
What?
Edit it out and post.
Anyway, I don't care.
Not like you don't know.
Maybe you don't.